Amaya Pawar is a Democratic gubernatorial primary candidate. He's also a sitting Chicago alderman. Today, he makes a large announcement. He lays out his criminal justice reform platform, and he's going to tip his hand a little first here with John and Ray. Alderman, good morning. Welcome to WDLS, sir. What kind of announcement are you making today?
Well, what we're going to be talking about is addressing the root causes of poverty, which eventually lead to issues like crime or opiate addiction or heroin and crack addiction. We're trying to look at how we got from point A to point B. And that means taking an honest look at the war on drugs and its racist roots, but also then looking at what's happening in predominantly white communities where jobs have left, poverty's gone up, and now we have a heroin and prescription drug problem.
So how is the war on drugs inherently racist?
Because as jobs and industries left communities of color in urban areas 35, 40 years ago, and the crack and cocaine epidemic moved in, the response wasn't job creation or economic development or treatment. The response was mandatory minimums and jailing and breaking up black and brown families. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, but it seemed to me that if we want to bring jobs and job creation back into these certain areas of the city where, you know, we have food deserts, we have no economy, we have no jobs, we have no industry, you know, you take some of that $55 million that we're putting as a city into McCormick Place and into Navy Pier and maybe move it into some of the areas that desperately need it.
I don't disagree. I mean, that story, what happened, there's an abomination, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
But just to be clear, this is John here, Alderman, so it's John and Ray, but my point is I understand why jobs left the inner city. I wish that they hadn't, but they did. The economy changed. Manufacturing left. Not just big cities, but small cities. But I don't think trying to tamp down on drug abuse or drug dealers is inherently racist. I don't consider myself to be racist, but I still support the police efforts.
No, that's not the point. It's not police efforts. It's the systemic efforts. So today, for example, as we see big industries or company towns start to change in predominantly white communities, we have politicians talking about an opiate crisis from a public health perspective, right? They're saying we need to provide treatment. We have Republicans that are now saying, even the Koch brothers, we need to be more compassionate with our criminal justice system. We need to provide treatment and access to treatment. This wasn't the conversation 35, 40 years ago. And this is a Democratic and Republican problem. You know, Clinton's crime bill was a travesty, but so were President Nixon's statements on the creation of the war on drugs.
I think it's clear historically prohibition doesn't necessarily work. Let's talk about politics here. We can disagree on the vernacular from here until the end of time. Let's talk about your chances gubernatorially. You're going on the Democratic side of the world, obviously, and you have two hugely significant nest eggs to deal with, the Kennedy nest egg, the Pritzker nest egg. How can you compete, sir?
Well, I'm out there talking about issues, and I'm going and traveling to places in the state that went 60, 40, 70, 30 Trump, because I'm trying to talk about race and class in a way that brings people together. Because, quite frankly, what Governor Rauner is doing is going to poor white communities and telling them the reason why they don't get ahead or they're having issues is because those people in Cook County get more than their fair share. And the only way to lift communities up is to go talk to people, do the retail part, go knock on doors, hold town halls in places where you're not going to always have friendly audiences. I'll never have as much money as some of the big dogs, but I do have 2,300 volunteers across 65 counties. We are organizing across the state. And we're visiting places that other Democrats aren't going or won't go. And that, because I'm running to represent everybody. I'm not running to represent Democrats.
In our remaining moments, Alderman Pawar, I know, let's set the inequities of the drug prosecutions aside. Let's talk about clearing criminal records more easily so folks can remove maybe a roadblock to a job down the line.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. I believe that doesn't matter what you look like, there should be a path for automatic expungement, and that if we're going to talk about providing services for opiate and heroin addiction today in communities, then we also have to recognize that there are lots of people sitting in jail today for crack and cocaine issues from 35 or 40 years ago, and so commutation has to be also on the table. I don't want to re-victimize victims, but most of the people sitting in jail are there for low-level drug offenses. And the question is, do we really need to be spending $1.4 billion every year for housing people for substance abuse issues versus making sure they're back in the communities with a job and being productive?
Alderman, we'll leave it there. Good luck on your quest to become the next governor. What is your campaign website, sir?
The campaign website is pawar2018.com, and thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. We'll have you back. Thank you, Alderman. We appreciate that.
I think Barack Obama said the same thing about low-level drug offenders. However, if a guy that sold crack or crack cocaine 30 years ago and it went out onto the street and it killed somebody's kid, you know, some would say that 40 years is probably not enough.
I don't consider, you know, the war on drugs to be inherently racist. That's where I disagree with the Alderman.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know.
Misguided, maybe, but not inherently racist. I understand.
Sometimes I sit in here, John, and I go, you know what, just when do I just say, okay, you're out of your mind?
Well, it's disproportionate. I get that because of demographics, but it's not inherently racist, in my opinion.